Well, good evening. It's Robert Johnson here again with Vance, again in the middle of Westminster in London, and I'm just trying to sort out this microphone hangs in the right place. I wanted this evening, Vance, back, good boy, straight on. I wanted this evening to give you a demonstration, a clearer demonstration of one of the fundamentals of working a guide dog, and that is the principle of straight lines. Straight on, Vance. So basically, I mean, people are always asking, you know, how does the dog know where to go? How do I know where to go? And you build up routes that are based simply on straight lines. So if you imagine a sort of grid pattern on streets, the dog is taught to walk along one road, one pavement, until it comes to a curb, and then I make a decision about whether we cross that road. Straight on, Vance, please. Find the curb. Come on, find the curb. Thank you. Good boy, well done. Forward. I make a decision as to whether to cross that road, to turn left or right. So I need to build up a good knowledge of the area as to whether I need to cross X road, turn left, right, whatever. And I use what sight I have, as well as hearing and good knowledge of the area in which to do that. So we're coming up to a road now, and I want to go left, so it's going to be a left behind. Wait for it, Vance. Left. Now, a left behind is simply because it's in order to step left because the dog's at the curb. I would otherwise need to step in front of him, which would be quite difficult to do. So a left behind is simply I stand towards the back of the dog and tap my leg, and he comes round to the right. Right round me is at 270 degrees, and then we head off in the left direction. Okay, so in a minute we're going to come down to Horsefree Road, and I want to go right at that point. Now Vance is going to anticipate this, he always does, which I'm going to try and anticipate his anticipation. Straight on, Vance, please. Straight to the curb. Straight to the curb. Good boy. That was very good, Vance. Right. Good boy. Find the curb. Oi, and wait. Good boy. I'm going to wave this car around. Fine. Fine, you can go. Thank you. That's another thing. Guide dog owners are always taught to wave on cars because you never know if another one might come round the other side. So, forward, Vance. It's a good lesson for car drivers. Please don't wait and expect us to go. Please just keep going. Straight on, Vance. Steady. Good boy, Vance. So I'm heading towards the Thames now. One road, two roads to go before then, I think. So we're coming through a road now, straight to the curb. Good boy. Forward. We have some bollards that Vance is going to take me in between beautifully. Good boy, straight on. And then I just need to feel for the tactiles because I want to go across the zebra crossing up here. Straight on, Vance. Straight on, good boy, and left to the curb, good boy. Forward, we go across to the island, we should stop, good boy, and forward. Straight on, Vance, well done. So we've effectively turned left there. It just overtook somebody. Straight on, Vance, straight on, stand. Right, I'm going to find the crossing. Wait there, Vance. Forward. Thank you. Straight to the middle, Vance. And forward. Good boy. And stand. Right, Vance. So I want him to go right because I want to go up onto Lambeth Bridge, which is where we will pause this. So hopefully that's given an idea. I had in my mind a of mental picture of the lefts and rights that I wanted to do. Vance got me between each of those decision points by taking me around street furniture, between the bollards, around people and that sort of thing. And we're now starting to cross Lambeth Bridge. And I shall pause him in just a moment and we'll have a look at the view, and I'll turn off this device.